Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A sunny, warm day in store for us today. We'll have that forecast for you in a couple of minutes. A federal court trial begins today over an Alabama abortion law. Proponents say the law will make abortion safer. Opponents say it will close 3 of Alabama's 5 licensed abortion clinics. The trial in Montgomery stems from a 2013 law that requires doctors at abortion clinics to have approval to admit patients to nearby hospitals. The clinics in Mobile, Montgomery, and Birmingham say they will have to close because they use traveling doctors who can't secure such admitting privileges. Similar laws in Wisconsin and Mississippi are on hold because of legal challenges, but a federal appeals court recently upheld similar requirements in Texas. Alabama voters have until Friday to register for the primary election set for June 3rd. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold reports the deadline isn't just for new voters.
Alabama Secretary of State Jim Bennett says residents needing to register should contact their county board of registrars by this Friday. That's also the deadline for voters who have moved to update their voter registration information with their county board of registrars. Bennett says people who are registered to vote can use Alabama's election website, which is alabamavotes.gov, to check their polling place. They can also view sample ballots and get information on voting on an absentee ballot. Both the Democratic and Republican primaries are on June 3rd. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Alabama officials will soon resume a free summer lunch program for students. The State Department of Education offers free meals to children while school is out to make sure low-income children don't go hungry. The Dothan Eagle reports roughly 137,000 children participated in the program last year. The goal is to serve more than 500,000 children who already receive free or reduced-price lunches at schools. Authorities say the state is trying to improve participation in rural areas. An unusual art exhibit from Alabama just wrapped up in the city of Nashville. It's a photography show based on Alabama food. The event was inspired by the Alabama Department of Tourism campaign called 100 Dishes to Eat in Alabama Before You Die. Agency spokesman Brian Jones says the photo exhibit is intended to do more than just look good.
Everything from fresh Gulf, you know, shrimp to Big Bob Gibson's barbecue chicken with white sauce dripping over it. It's kind of taking it from your taste into your eyes and taking it to a new sensory level.
The show moves on to Atlanta, Georgia next week. Previous venues have included New York City and New Orleans. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Spinks Meganson.
Lots of sunshine across the state of Alabama today. Temperatures going to be in the upper 80s in the southern portion of the state, while central and north Alabama remains in the mid-80s. Tuesday features more sunshine with highs around 87 for most locales, perhaps a few 90s on the board in the southern part of the state, with overnight lows right around 62 in the southern part of the state, and northern Alabama will be in the upper 50s. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.